It's 94.3 WIBC, the rhythm of the city. This is the WIBC Book Club, and I'm Jessica Carl, your host. Have the privilege of sitting with Reverend Kevin W. Moore, author of The Treasure Is Within You, Something Truly Precious Holds Its Beauty Forever. How you doing, Reverend Moore?
I'm doing wonderful.
All right. So I have this book. I've been looking through it for the last couple of weeks because you were so kind to drop off a copy for me.
Yes.
Tell me, before we get into this book, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and who you are?
Okay, sure. My name is Kevin Moore. I'm from New Haven, Connecticut, born and raised by my parents, and I'm here.
You're here. All right. So this book, when I called it, you know, I opened the book up and I'm looking through it and reading mm-hmm. through it, and I call it a reference book, the reference book to the Bible.
Okay.
But you call it a...
A tool. People can say what it means to them. If it's a reference to you, that's what it is. But to me, it's more of a tool, because what my book does is just help aid you or the reader to further on into their studies. Now, I've noticed that in all the years of my teaching that when people are studying, they get caught, they get stuck. And this book here will help you to continue to go on. Besides just putting the Bible down, my book will help you to go on a little bit further than what you would normally do.
Now, I noticed that you have, 6 courses, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And even just the beginning, we'll take the first course. Now, it says Hebrew and Greek Compact Bible Dictionary. So this is like basically words that you would find in the Bible that you might not understand what they mean, or biblically speaking?
Basically both. The book is more like you saying, I can say use that word reference with this as well, because some of the words that you may see in your Bible, a lot of people don't have that reference book or a companion to go along with it. So with my book, I started from A and I went all the way to Z. Now, what I've done is just comprised of all of the words and the definitions of that I could have comprised, and I put them together. So that would make it more easier for you. So if you are reading your word and you have my book beside that, you won't get stuck, because you can go use my book as a reference to continue to go on.
All right. Now, so what inspired you to do this? You said earlier that when people... I guess it's human nature, when you don't understand something, the mm-hmm. first thing that a lot of people do is put the book down and
absolutely.
Move on to something different. So mm-hmm. Did you see that enough of that?
I mean, and it's not like a banner or anything, but over the years that I have been teaching, few people have said that, you know, like at the end of a sermon or either end of a Sunday school, that they wish that they knew what I knew. And over a period of time, I begin to tell people it's not what I know, it's what I do to get to what I know. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that I don't know no more than you do. Mm. I'm not, you know, someone that knows something that you never can achieve to or acquire to get to. Yes, you can, as a believer, because like I was telling Jessica earlier, that I study the Word of God every day, every morning. So I find things that are like where people would overview it. I don't. I will stop. I will study it. I will break it down, even sometimes word for word. Mm. So that helps me to understand what I'm reading, whether it's scripture or definitions or even just words. And so my book here, that's how I came to the title of my book, The Treasure Is Within You. It's not just me. It's in you. You just have to find it.
All right. Now, I definitely agree with that. I think that a lot of times, you know, even in Bible study, or specifically Bible study, because mm-hmm. I think, you know, Sunday morning is more of kind of a motivational time and
okay.
get the word out. But Bible study, you're digging mm-hmm. a little deeper into the word.
Absolutely.
And sometimes the Greek words are very hard to understand, and you don't necessarily
yes,
know
are.
The meaning, but they do have meaning and they do have significance.
Yes.
And it's good to be able to maybe look at this that would be a little easier reading.
Absolutely.
Than maybe the King James version, mm-hmm. and it'll kind of be a guide to get you through that. Now, let me ask you, is Reverend Moore?
Yes.
Now, what denomination did you grow up in?
Pentecostal.
All right. Pentecostal.
Yes.
And is that what you practice now? Or is this, I mean, I interviewed a man that did, I think the name of it was, what was the name of the book? I can't remember. But
okay.
It was about, just about all the different denominations. So,
okay.
For instance, I'm Baptist. Will okay. this help me?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's pretty ironic that you asked that because if you're reading the Word of God, and some people wants to go into that word religion, mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, I am a believer.
Okay.
So when I say that word believer, that can go to any denomination that you know that you can almost name, whether it's Muslim, Baptist. Mm-hmm. I don't know the Chinese religion that they have, but basically all of it still stems from the Word of God. It's just an extra avenue that you're going down. But as far as I'm concerned, this book here would be able to help anybody in any religion.
All right.
Once again, you just have to find out for yourself, because, see, I can listen to Minister Farrakhan all day. Mm-hmm. I love Minister Farrakhan, and he's more so also of a teacher also.
Yeah.
So this book can go in, basically, as far as I'm concerned, to any religion.
Now, okay, I'm going to skip over a little bit to course number three and even course number two.
Okay.
You have, okay, course number two, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Matching scriptures. So you have 65 scriptures recorded, and I guess it's, are these that kind of go hand in hand with each other?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So now, are these, where did you come up with these scriptures? Are these like some of your favorites or?
No, not really basically my favorites, but the idea of the matching scriptures is like basically more so for like when you're teaching, because a lot of people don't understand the Word of God, because if you can find something in the Old Testament, you should be able to bridge something to go to the New Testament.
Yeah,
so that's
that.
Basically, yeah, why I have, if you notice, majority of them are basically from the Old Testament to the New Testament, or either the New Testament to the Old Testament. So that really gives you like a little background, like if you're teaching, mm-hmm. or either if you're under a teacher and he's asking you something about perhaps one of these scriptures, you can back that up with the opposite.
Okay.
So that's very important
yeah.
for me, because I don't want to just like teach out of the Old Testament and not telling you nothing that can go with it from the New Testament. That's the way I teach. If I find it in the Old Testament, I can find it in the New Testament. Or if I find it in the New, I can give you another reference to go to the Old Testament as well.
All right. So this was not necessarily for just pastors to read or those that are teaching to aid them. This is for someone that maybe has never even opened up the Bible yet.
New members. Basically.
Christian babies.
Yes. Yes. I mean, even a pastor, if he felt that he just wanted to run through something and read something, he might even learn something himself. So it's
right.
basically for anybody, but it's basically can go to from the babies to the youth to the adults. So I'm the kind of guy that like, I can learn from a child.
Yeah.
And this book here is simple enough where even a child can understand it.
All right.
So I kind of like kept it, you know, right there in the middle where everybody can understand it, not just where you saying I'm deep.
Bible scholar.
Yeah, I'm not a Bible right. scholar. I'm not that deep. You know what I'm saying? I love God. I love his word, but I'm not a scholar. But I just love the Word of God.
So how long did it take you to put this together?
I would say a little over 5 years.
Oh, okay.
I'm not one to try to finish something like overnight.
Yeah.
Because, see, first of all, too, when I study, I can study sometimes for an hour, I can study. Sometimes I've noticed for 3 hours. Mm. Sometimes I can even go even a little further than that. But that's only when I'm really trying to research something, because if I tell you something, it's going to be correct.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to like to say something or show you something or sugarcoat something that's not of God or that's not right. I will never, ever do that.
Okay.
So that's why it takes me so long to put things together, because it has to be done right.
Yeah. No, I mean, I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, it has to be done
wrong
right.
Wrong information every day. So that's
I can't
good thing.
Do it. Yeah, it has to be right.
So let me ask you, what is your favorite scripture? I like to ask that question because I think, you know, it's always different. I mean, some people, you have the ones that are definitely a popular ones.
Okay.
I can do all things through Christ, and you know, but what would you say is your
okay
your
let me
favorite?
Put on my glasses. Okay, let me find you one of my favorites. Okay,
because I would imagine that some of these are scriptures that mean something.
Yes, yeah, some does. Yeah. Some does. Like I said, basically, two, I put those two together just to let the reader know that you can find something. Whatever you find in the Old Testament, you can find a reference in the New. So that's basically what it was for. But I'm going to find you something real sweet, okay?
All right. Let the Reverend find something real sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to find you something real sweet here.
Good. And also,
okay.
Mm-hmm. How did you?
Okay.
I mean, oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But if you looked at number 51,
all right.
Okay, you can find it in the Old Testament, which is Deuteronomy 25:4.
Okay.
And you can find the reference in the New Testament from 1 Timothy 5:18. And this really means a lot to me because if you notice, when we was talking earlier, this is sort of like a little reference even just for that, okay? Now, it says, for the scripture says, not me, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain, and the labor is worthy of his wages.
All right, so what does that mean to you?
Now,
because if I were, you know, I mean, I've been born and raised in the church, but mm-hmm. if I were, I mean, just reading this as maybe someone that hasn't studied too much or...
Okay.
I mean, even as studying too much, I'm like, what does this mean?
So okay. I'm going to try to...
So how would you explain this to someone?
Okay, I'm going to try to break it down to you. Earlier we was talking about, like, and I don't mention names when it comes to ministries. I've been in a few.
All right.
Where I was in a ministry, and I was there for about three and a half years. I'm very patient. Very humble.
Mm-hmm.
I had just came out of a church out of Bridgeport. Bishop Reggie Stewart, love him.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And he gave me the opportunity to teach. He gave me the opportunity to preach. And when I left his ministry, because I moved back to New Haven here, I've noticed that the ministry that I have joined, I sat for like 3 years. And I have given the people my papers, my license, not to be, like I said, as a banner over your head or anything, but just to let you know all of the processes to where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And it came over the pulpit where it was like, I don't care who you are, what you do, what certificates or documents you do have, you'll never preach in this ministry here. And when I heard that, I knew that it was really kind of almost directed to me, because just a week or two before that, I had gave them what I have acquired over the years of my being in ministry. And that really bothered me. That really hurt. And so that's why that means a lot to me, because if God gave you a gift,
mm-hmm.
he gave it to you to use, not to be sat on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why one of my favorite scriptures is that, because you're not supposed to do that. If somebody has a gift, you're not to sit on it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to give that person at least a chance to show the gifts that God has given him or her.
Yes.
And I believe that in my heart. And when that happened, about a year or so later, I dismissed my own self. I said, I can no longer be here, because mm-hmm. God didn't give me this gift to sit on it.
Yeah.
He gave it to me to teach. He gave it to me to preach and whatever else he would have me to do.
Yeah.
Like I stated. Yeah, exactly. That's why this book, partly too is why this book is written as well.
See,
because if I can't get it through
reasons.
One way, I'll get it through another.
Things definitely happen for reasons. I
yes,
believe that
yes,
wholeheartedly.
Yes, ma'am. And I thank God for that.
Yeah, and that's yeah. And you know what, God, He makes a way out of no way.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
When it doesn't look like it's going to work out, He will open a door that you didn't even know was
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
So I agree.
I've never had the unction to write a book. I mean, I had visited a church one morning mm-hmm. just out of the blue. I just got up and I went to a ministry. I can't remember the name because it was some years ago before I even started this. But one of the pastor was Pastor Lynette. I can't remember her last name, but she had a prophetess in her ministry. And before we was getting ready to get out of the church, she gave her a chance to prophesy.
Mm.
Now, see, this is what I'm talking about when you give your people a chance to showcase the gifts that God given you.
Yeah.
And before she closed out, she called me up and said, don't you know? She said, I don't know you or anything, but she said, God is telling me that you're going to be writing books.
Mm.
And I'm going to be honest. I swear to God, I'm going to be honest with you. Yes.
Huh?
Because as a matter of fact, we graduated the same year, but I don't remember her name. But when she told me that, in my mind, I'm like, write books. I said, nah. I didn't say it to her, but in my mind, I'm like, nah, I'm not writing books. But
yeah.
Guess what? Couple years later, I got my first book.
That's wonderful.
I thank God for that prophetess.
That's wonderful.
I really do.
Yeah, this is a tool for you know, just to if you're doing Bible study, devotional.
Yes,
you know,
that's
if
right.
You're listening to the pastor preach and you have a couple of questions,
research
about
it yourself.
Yeah, this is the tool to use. It's
absolutely.
Called The Treasure Is Within You. Something truly precious holds its beauty forever. Now, you mentioned that you were working on another book.
Yes. I haven't quite got to
it's in
the title yet.
The baby stage.
Yes, it's right. Still in the making.
Okay.
And I just haven't decided on the title. I have family members and friends telling me to write something of a documentary of myself on how I got from A to B.
All
and
right.
I still just haven't decided on exactly what yet.
All right.
But it's in the making and it's coming.
Yeah. And listen, you've got a story to tell that can help some of these young brothers out
yes,
now, you know? So,
yes.
You know, you need to share that because
yes.
God has been good to you. And
absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's what it's all about, paying it forward. Now, where can we find this book?
You can find my book, The Treasure Is Within You,
mm-hmm.
on Barnes & Noble's. You can find it there.
All right.
Also, another avenue that you can find it at is amazon.com.
All right, wonderful. And it's out there. How long has it been out?
Since last year, August.
Okay. So why are you coming this late to come and talk to us?
I'm very slow. I'm all very right. particular. And so, you know, like I stated before, this is my first baby, my
yeah.
first book. So I'm still learning the ins and outs of being an author.
All right.
Nothing
Amen. Wrong with that.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with that. All right. So you can find this book at Barnes and Noble and also Amazon.com. And is there any way if people want to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you?
I have an email.
Do you want to give that out? Or?
Yes, I can give
you
that
sure?
out. Yeah, I can give that out.
All right.
It's RevKevinMoore1@gmail.com.
All right. So RevKevinMoore.com.
Yes.
@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much for
You're
coming.
You're welcome.
It's been a nice little chat.
It's been a pleasure.
And yeah, I might just use this when I'm going to Bible class. And,
absolutely.
I might just actually pass it on to my pastor and have him take a look at it.
I appreciate
it. Yeah. So definitely get the book if you enjoyed the interview, want to know a little bit more about Mr. Moore, Reverend Moore, rather.
Yes.
Go check that book out at Barnes & Noble's and also
yes.
Amazon.com. Thank you so much for coming out.
You're welcome.
It's been
You're
a pleasure
welcome.
Speaking with you.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
Yeah. I got my copy. Make sure you get yours.
God bless you.
It's WYBC Book Club, and I'm Jessica Carl, The Rhythm of the City.